As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
How much more confident are you now about taking this series?
Well,
and again, I'm not going to say how many games, but the confidence level for Dubs fans waking up this morning, Joe, has got to be sky high. Because you didn't even shoot the ball all that well. I know Steph and Jimmy did, and those are your two guys. And that's baked into the equation, but like Pods can shoot. I know he can shoot so much better. I know Moses can shoot the ball better. I know Buddy's going to have a game. I know Quentin's not going to be that bad. Again, I think a lot of people were very hard on Quentin Post yesterday. The guy has been a pro for 4 months.
Warrior fans have zero tolerance for a young player?
I know. Yeah, stop me if you've heard that one before. But Quentin Post,
he'll have his moments.
Everyone was crushing the guy yesterday. I know a big boss man was saying, oh, this is quick. Where's Quentin doing? I was like, Steven Adams is really freaking good. All right. I know
he's been like,
he's a big boy.
I mean, it's not like Kevon Looney was like killing it.
And he's a crafty veteran. Steven Adams knows what he's doing. Yeah, he's probably one of the better 6'11", 7-foot guys coming off the bench in this league. And Alperen Şengün
was destroying Draymond, who's a great defender.
Yes, he's an all-star. Like, yeah. That's a tough assignment for the guy. If he just knocks down some threes early, again, talking about some of these young guys, getting their confidence going early. I thought Guy Santos was confident in his shot.
That's why I think the Moody and the Pods closing minutes to me was extremely important for them. That's their first big playoff moment for the both of those guys.
Yes.
You know, I know Moody played a little bit in the finals.
First start.
Way back when, but I think two big shots in the final, whatever, 3 minutes, whatever it was, and then Pods with multiple big plays. He's got to take that midi, though. He took a couple midi floaters.
Right.
I want him to keep taking it. Even if you miss a little here and there, you got to keep taking it. I want Pods to be aggressive offensively because I do believe that those shots are going to be there for him. And I love that he didn't dribble into the corner on one of those possessions when they were trying to push tempo. He gets kind of double teamed. And instead of going to the corner, he kind of dribbled out of the corner, then kind of knifed in. And that was when he made that beautiful backdoor pass to GP2.
Well, I loved Pajemski yesterday, 3 of 8 overall. So it wasn't his greatest shooting night, 5 of 13. But again, he saw the open threes and that they were daring him to shoot them. And again, I know it drives us nuts sometimes when he dribbles out of it. He's like, God, you got to take that shot. You got to take that shot. And I hear you. Sometimes there's going to be opportunities and moments where he's going to have to be doing that. But just dribbling up, settling for a better shot, or just dishing it off to an open GP2 under the rim. I thought that was a great play
in
that fourth quarter. Just taking what the defense gives you. We talk about that a lot in football, right? The quarterback taking what the defense gives you. By the way, it is draft week. We will react on Friday. What are the 49ers going to do in the first round?
It is. This week is draft week?
It is.
I completely forgot.
I think a lot of Niners fans did. But it is.
Well, unless you're
The pick is going to be in?
Unless you're on Niners YouTube, where I've been exhausted with draft coverage for the last 4 months.
What are they talking about on Niners YouTube?
I mean, how every player is a bust or not a bust or a superstar.
I truly believe Colin Kaepernick could be the greatest quarterback ever.
Like if you go down 49er YouTube rabbit hole, okay, and God bless everyone creating content, I have convinced myself and talked myself out of every left tackle, every defensive end, every outside linebacker. I've convinced myself that they should take the 6'5 kid from Arizona. I've convinced myself they need a safety.
You convinced yourself Ashton Jeanty, I think you said on these airwaves.
I could see us taking Shador. I could see us taking like, that's how crazy it is right now.
If they draft Shador Sanders, then yes.
Stop it.
I was going a little long.
If they draft Shador Sanders in the first round, then yes, it will be 49ers talk on Friday all day long.
It's all Warriors today. But it is. I will tell you this.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
What the hell is going on with the Brock Purdy contract? No.
Negotiations.
No. Something's
relax.
Going on,
relax.
Dude. Something's going on.
Nothing's happening. They're not trading him. They're going to sign
I didn't
him.
Say that. I just said, like, what's going on?
It's negotiations.
Yeah, well, it should not be. They told me for three. You know what? I'm not going to. Today's not the day.
Don't.
I had a great Easter. You know, I know the Giants blew a horrible lead.
Yikes.
But, like, I had a great Easter. My boy Mike Trout, who I wanted to trade for, boy, does that age just like fine wine. I would take Mike Trout in a heartbeat on the Giants. But the Warriors winning game one the way they did, leaving just enough of the adjustments on the table that they needed. Like, dude, they're sitting pretty. Here's what I would say to you, Joe.
How could you not be so damn confident up this morning? Like,
if it was a 1% chance, 1% chance that I thought that they could sweep this series going into it, right? Let's just say, hypothetically, you're talking confidence level. I'm at like a 72% chance that they could sweep this. You know why? You won game one the way you did, and I know you can play better, and I know that you can kind of clean some of those things up. I'm not sure where Houston's going to get reliable scoring output from if you're going to be in consistent zones.
You're asking that Houston Rockets team to outscore the Warriors for four games to win this series? It's just not happening. You have Jimmy Butler, you have Stephen Curry, and they don't. God love the guy as he's trying, as Reggie Miller put it on the broadcast last night. Fred VanVleet is not going to happen. There was a moment of the game yesterday, real quick. I'm going back to the Reggie Miller commentary because it just made me laugh in the third quarter. You know, the Rockets are really going to have to lean on these two guys in the series, that being Steven Adams and Fred VanVleet offensively. I was like, excuse me? You're relying on Fred VanVleet and Steven Adams offensively to win you this series? Yeah, that's all I need to know about it.
Well, I guess also, like, the calendar matters in this one. The Warriors are one of the oldest teams left, right? We all acknowledge that, even though they've got some young guys.
Jimmy Butler acknowledged it after the game. They got a lot of old guys, but they feel great.
So you got Tuesday was their game, their last game. They got Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. You played Sunday night, all right? They clearly look better with the rest. We all can acknowledge. Now you get Monday off, Tuesday off, a game on Wednesday. If this game was on Monday night, like as in tonight, back-to-back, I'd be petrified. I'd be like, yeah, this is playing right into Houston's hands. They get to get the taste out of their mouth right away, no doubt about it. You've got multiple days to recalibrate, and then you get to come home and you get another couple of days, not just your normal one day off, one day game. You get 2 days off in between both of these next two games. And I think it could be 3-0 if they handle business.
And because, I didn't mean to cut you off there, you're on fire. And because they're Stephen Curry and Jimmy Butler and the Golden State Warriors, they're all playing at night. So you got that whole day to rest and recover. And again,
Dre's got
to
play better.
You see, again, and I didn't think he played horribly.
I think he played horribly.
I thought like the interior defense that Draymond Green, Jimmy Butler, all these guys, Moses Moody at times, whomever, I thought they were incredible. I know Şengün got his, and he's going to. Like, that's baked into the equation.
Yeah, but we're treating him like Mozgov, which I kind of love.
Exactly.
Meaning, or you Sabonis. Get whatever you want.
Or Sabonis, right?
Yeah, and we're just going to run circles around you.
Exactly, because, again, they said, he's like, oh, the outside shot, Şengün could do it. He shot twice yesterday. Honestly, they may have them. He might need to shoot more from the outside, the three-point shot, which sounds like insane, because he was getting his in the interior. But they can't shoot the three-ball. 6 of 29. For the Rockets yesterday.
Well, VanVleet will have a game. No, he will.
Maybe. My guy was, looked like Greedo out there trying to shoot Han Solo.
I mean, Dylan Brooks trying to back down Steph. Like, if that's their offense, like, you're playing right into our hands.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, right? KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. I agree. And Odyssey Sports Station, always live in the free Odyssey app.
Maybe I'm too confident.
And now we are broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. I don't think you are too confident. What is your confidence level, Dub Nation, after that win yesterday? Like, what did you have heading into? Because I heard a lot Friday, Thursday, all leading up to it. I was listening to Warriors this week. Evan doing a hell of a job. Dan Devone. Like, I think this could go six games. I think this can go seven games. I'm not saying after this game that it can't go six.
What did you think heading in?
I think a lot of people were overestimating whatever you're going to look at, like the Rockets offensively.
They were a couple games better than the Warriors. And the Warriors were, they were dog poop for like 3 months. The Warriors were. And the Rockets were a couple of games better than them to end the year. We're not talking about like a 10 or 15. Look, no. Oklahoma City, there's obvious reasons why you should fear them, you know? Boston Celtics.
I think we're overreacting again. I think the media, real quick, I just want to talk about the Oklahoma City Thunder because everyone was like, oh, see, I told you about the Thunder. They won 50 points.
Well, Memphis is walking in hobbled.
They're also trying to shove the Oklahoma City Thunder down our throats because they know no one cares nationally about them. That is why ESPN is doing that. They're the number one seed. They have the greatest...
Warriors the headliner on Easter night?
Exactly.
Because they're going to draw the biggest rating.
Correct.
Not the OKC Thunder.
And the Lakers on Saturday night against the Timberwolves. Yeah. Like, that's like, those are the teams. Like, no one cares.
Timberwolves was just,
I know, chef's kiss. So tasty. The Warriors fans were loving Anthony Chris Edwards going up. They got a little nervous there when he went down and he went straight to the locker room. I was like, oh boy. And I did too. I was like, I did not want to see Anthony Edwards get hurt in that game.
No one did.
Looked like it was a cramp, but they are flying high, and I don't think the Lakers have an answer for the size.
Seven.
Nas Reed, talking about Nas Reed Warriors killer, talking about Nas Reed Lakers killer, just crushing him on Saturday. Luka crying the whole game. He was getting his, but it's not going to be enough. Again, we're getting ahead of ourselves here, but that would be the matchup if you're just going by the game one victories. It would be Warriors, T-Wolves in the next round, but just worry about your business in this first round, and confidence level is what, Dub Nation? After that win, I mean, my confidence is sky high when I know they're leaning on Fred VanVleet and Jalen Green, and they combined 7 of 34 overall from the field. My guys, Jimmy Butler and Stephen Curry, combined for 56. 56, they're the old guys.
Who on their team, outside of Şengün, can get their own shot in the half court?
Jabari Smith can. But he shot it 3 times.
And he's coming off the bench.
And I don't know if that's his game. Like, the aggression, I don't know if it's there for him.
Amen, Thompson. We are going to be so far sagged off him. And anytime he puts a ball in the paint, like a dribble into the paint, he's going to get double and triple teamed. And he's going to settle for very tough, contested layups around the rim, period.
Like, there's so much talk about Amen Thompson last week.
He's a great defender.
Great. He's a rookie, man. Like,
I know. Well, that's kind of where I'm going. Where says these playoffs, the regular season, when you could just fly in and you play someone one time and you fly out, and we're not really like, we're just looking at a couple names on a board. When I have a minute to like pare down exactly, this is what you do well. Let's practice this. All right. These are the sets we're going to run. Oh, we know that they can't shoot. We're going to run predominant zone in the middle part of the game, and we're going to dare you to beat us from the outside. Okay, we're going to attack Jalen Green when he's defending Steph Curry. All right, if Şengün is going to lay off of Moses Moody, we have got to punish him. And if he's going to come out and double Steph Curry, Steph, don't take the three-pointer. Knife through the double team and attack the hoop. They did all those things. And I thought situationally, they did a great job just getting the ball to Jimmy Butler and getting the hell out of his way.
888-957-9570. We are reacting to this huge game one victory. Again, snaps a 3-game losing streak in game ones for Steve Kerr. And by the way, speaking of Steve Kerr, he earned his 100th playoff coaching win yesterday, Joe, becoming the 7th head coach in NBA history to reach the milestone. And he accomplished the feat in 141 games, the second fewest in league history behind only Phil Jackson, a guy who coached him, obviously, with the Chicago Bulls. Phil did it in 135 games.
So 100 playoff wins.
In 141 games.
I'm trying to think who would else be on that list. I mean,
you want to do it?
Daly.
Let's see. He's got that, obviously, Pop.
Popovich, yes.
Maybe Spoelstra? That's a lot, though.
A lot of wins, man.
It is. We'll look at that. Crack staff in the back. We'll get on it.
A lot of wins.
Appreciate it. Speaking of Steve Kerr, I want to hear from Steve Kerr on talking about his guy, Stephen Curry.
He was incredible, and with that type of pressure on him from Thompson and others, he just made some amazing plays, and obviously carried us offensively along with Jimmy.
He was incredible yesterday, Steph. I just can't stop thinking about that shot. Like, it's almost like you're playing. If you ever played video games, and I know you've played.
You know,
and again, we're going millennial here. and it's a very, you know, the tight-niche audience that I'm gravitating towards. But if you ever played like Call of Duty or something, and you get your headset on and you're playing online and you know you're getting clapped by like a 12-year-old or a 13-year-old, and you're just so damn angry and upset.
You're useless.
Because you can't do anything about it.
That's me in Call of Duty.
That's the feeling that Stephen Curry gives opposing fan bases. Like, are you serious? Like, what the hell? Like, he just headshotted me. Like, that's what he was doing. He was going after headshots yesterday.
I first played Call of Duty, I didn't even know what I was doing. I was like this. So you know how you're like, your character's like spinning around. I'm like moving in my chair with the gun up in the air. And it was just like getting sniped left and right. And then I'd
respawn. That was the Houston Rockets defense yesterday.
Then I'd respawn and I get sniped again. And then they're like, it's just, dude, it was so frustrating. I literally couldn't get out of the online play. I was like, I'm done with this game.
And speaking of Steph and speaking about gamers, he was talking about his boy Jimmy Butler in their first playoff game together. He said, Jimmy is a gamer.
He lives for these opportunities. Like, he's a gamer. He, as the stakes rise, his game elevates right there with it. So nothing he does surprises me. It's just all in the spirit of trying to get a win and doing things that, you know, seem special on the surface, which they really are, but he makes look, you know, pretty regular. So it's pretty awesome to have that presence and him make that big play. But he did that all game and has been doing it since he's been here.
I love when the games are on ESPN or TNT, because not that I don't love our local broadcast, but there is something where you get some of the mic'd in sound and some of the B-roll of stuff that's happening off the floor that the normal camera doesn't pick up. There were three things. First, Jimmy pointing at Reggie Miller.
That was right, awesome.
After hitting that long shot. That was great.
He's only made three, and he's like, you like that?
Yeah.
He's one of the greatest three-point shooters of all time.
It was great. Jimmy reacting to Steph Curry's three-pointer, which was, are you blanking kidding
me? And that's Jimmy Butler, a guy that's been to two NBA finals, and he's still like, are you serious? Just looking around on the bench, like,
been in some high-level games.
Yes.
And then the third one was when they were breaking down. Someone was shooting a free throw. It was like midway through the second or third quarter, and Steve Kerr is discussing whatever with Jimmy and Steph Curry, and I'm thinking like, dude, look at this collaboration. Look at the brain trust. Think of the brain trust that is in that little huddle. Steve Kerr, Steph Curry, and Jimmy Butler. And you're going up against a Rocket team that has very little playoff experience.
And I think it was in the last couple minutes, or maybe it was the five, but there was another mic'd up moment with Steve Kerr talking to Draymond, Jimmy, and Steph being like, you tired? You guys good? And they're all like, yeah, we're good. We're chilling.
I thought Steve did a good job yanking Draymond at a very specific moment in this game, quietly. And I'm not saying he benched him. That's not what I'm saying. I think he just cooled him off a little.
The shove after that. Yes.
He was like, come down, come sit down. Like, let's relax. Because I'll be honest with you, the one thing that does worry me about this entire series is you can't fall for the bait. Mm. The Dylan Brooks is going to do something stupid. Şengün is going to try to get under Draymond's skin. Ime is clearly going to try to do it. Draymond cannot take the bait. He held his own. He didn't fight back. He did the little unnecessary shove or whatever. If he just walks that line and stays on the right side of the path, we should be fine.
What's coming up the game is brought to you by Safeway, 888-957-9570. I mean, what are you taking away from that game that gives you the most confidence? Because for me, and maybe it's just the easiest answer, like, you got Stephen Curry and Jimmy Butler. Sometimes you don't need to overthink it. When you have the best players on your team in a given series, that's genuinely how you win in the playoffs, having the best players. So I want to hear from the fans. I want to hear from the people today.